Selk. English B2. School. Mock Examination. Listening Comprehension. Part 1.
You'll hear a news program. First, you will have half a minute to read the items. Then you will hear the news. You will hear the news only once. Decide if the statement for each of the items is true, plus, or not true, minus, and mark your answers on the answer sheet. Now you will have half a minute to read the items.
This is Radio 4 with Tidbits of the Week, brought to you from London and presented by David Smith
and Lilith Jones.
A special literary event for children from low-income backgrounds who are interested in becoming future writers was held in the Camden Arts Centre last night. Jump Up, an organisation which brings together caring adults and college students with these children, sponsored the event, in the hope of encouraging the youngsters to take an interest in writing. Several famous authors, including June Pritt, Alfred Bano and Thomas Grieshammer, were present to answer questions and offer encouraging words by talking about their own careers. The hope is that the event and the efforts of Jump Up will impact children with fewer opportunities and get them to write stories themselves. Young authors under the age of 18 interested in attending a free creative writing workshop next month should contact Jump Up for details.
An American institute will be the first to offer a degree in vampire studies. The new degree was developed due to the increased interest in the creatures and has been received with mixed reviews by the students. Some students think that the degree is a reflection of increased interest in the topic, while others find it completely useless to study the topic as the main area of study. However, registrations for the degree have already been received. Other institutions are also following suit, offering new degrees in mythical creatures and combating dark forces, for example.
More than 2,000 young people rallied for the cause of animal protection on the Calcutta University campus on Thursday. Some of the demonstrators were dressed up in tiger costumes and attracted a lot of attention from the public. Demonstrators shouted slogans and carried placards, banners and Indian flags while rallying on the city streets. Organisers say getting the message out through students is the fastest way to create awareness among the public. The students urged the Indian government to provide safety measures to save tigers from poachers and to stop deforestation. Students also plan to create a fund that will be used for the protection of tigers in various forests in India.
A 10-year-old South African boy is on his way to becoming the youngest person to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, the world's highest freestanding mountain. John Kovitz, an avid climber, would like to have the climbing regulations changed in order to allow qualified youngsters the chance to climb the 19,000-foot peak. According to international guidelines, climbers must be over the age of 13, but John Kovitz's father, Sean, is trying to get permission for his son to make the attempt in the spring, when he will be 10. Due to the boy's considerable experience, Sean feels he has a pretty good chance of success.
A sequel to the popular book The Arising is set to be released in shops this weekend. Numerous bookshops report that they have had an increased number of phone calls, some shops even reporting teens camping outside their doors in order to be the first to purchase the book. Despite critical reviews, shops are predicting massive sales of the book in the upcoming days and have ordered so many copies that the publishing company is struggling to keep up with demand. Marcia Hills, the manager of a major London bookseller, commented that they hadn't expected the response and that she fears that they will be sold out shortly after the book is available.
News has just come in that the UK's favourite showbiz couple, Neil and Kate Hewitt, are expecting their second child in November. The couple, who live with their two-year-old son Isaac in North London, are said to be thrilled about the news. Although no formal statement has been released, our sources say that Kate is hoping that the new addition to the famous family will be a girl. She's thought to be planning to cut down her busy performance schedule for the arrival of baby Hewitt number 2 later this year.
Tune in to us at the same time next week for some more tidbits from around the world.
Now you will have half a minute to check your answers. End of Listening Comprehension, Part 1. Part 2. You will hear a radio interview. First, you will have 1 minute to read the introduction and the items. Then you will hear the interview. You will hear the interview only once. Decide if the statement for each of the items is true, plus, or not true, minus. And mark your answers on the answer sheet. Now you will have 1 minute to read the items.
Have you ever read a story about a boarding school? Today, we're going to find out what it's really like to be a boarder. Let me welcome Sally Strong, who is a house mother at a boarding school for boys aged 8 to 13. So, Sally, what exactly is a house mother?
Actually, at this school, we're called chalet parents. The boys are divided into houses, as is the case with most boarding schools, and you can see which house they are in according to the colour T-shirt that they wear as part of their school uniform. But with respect to where they sleep, the boys are divided into chalets. My husband is a teacher here at the school, and he and I are chalet parents. Basically, my job is to care for the children, getting them showered, making sure they brush their teeth, reading them an evening story, looking after them if they can't sleep or have nightmares, and keeping in contact with the parents via email.
Can anyone be a chalet parent? I mean, what qualifications do you need?
Well, anyone applying to work at this school first undergoes child protection screening, but first and foremost, you have to like children. I trained as a nanny, but found working for families boring, as it meant spending most of my time with babies and toddlers. Here at the school, it's great to have lots of children to care for and also to mix with other adults.
Sally, tell us a bit more about these chalets.
Well, in many boarding schools, children of all age groups live together in one house. Well, this school has a different approach, because the needs of a first-year pupil and a fifth-year pupil are very different. So the boys are divided into 7 chalets, organised by age. As boys make their way through the school, they move from one chalet to the next, each catering to the specific needs of the particular age group. Well, this system also eliminates the risk of older boys bullying the younger ones, as was common practice in the past. Our chalet has 30 boys in the first year, and our aim is to help these 8-year-olds adjust to life in a boarding school in a happy family atmosphere.
But Sally, isn't it a bit early to send an 8-year-old boy to boarding school?
Oh, not if you're a parent on an overseas assignment wanting your kid to have British schooling. But that's not the case for most boys here. To understand this, you have to see boarding schools in the right light. Boarding is a valuable experience which teaches children independence and the social skills that they need to live in society. Additionally, the school has excellent facilities and offers the boys a wealth of opportunity not available at ordinary schools. And they're very well looked after here.
How do you deal with homesickness?
To help the boys at the beginning, for the first 10 days, parents and children can write emails, but they're not supposed to have phone contact. Experience has shown that a boy who hears the voice of one of his parents is more likely to miss home. Generally, the boys are not allowed mobile phones. Of course, the chalet parents and a child's parents are in contact, especially if the boy has trouble settling down. There is also a flexible system just for first-year pupils, which enables them to go home almost any weekend and helps them get used to boarding life.
Corporal punishment is no longer allowed. So how do you make sure that the boys behave?
Well, the first rule is that school life and chalet life are kept separate. A boy who's naughty during lessons is punished at school, and this is not continued over at the chalet. Generally, we have no problems, as boys this age quickly get into routines and copy each other. If there is an issue, treats are taken away, such as no TV on Saturday evening, and this works very effectively.
Mm-hmm. Sally, what's a typical day like for you as a chalet parent?
Well, I wake the boys up at 7:15 by going into each room and opening the curtains. The boys have to get up straight away and be over in the main school building for breakfast at 7:30. I then check the beds, see to the washing, and make sure the whole place is neat and tidy. There are 4 to 6 boys in each dormitory, and they each have their own bed, bedside locker, and a shelf where their clean clothes are kept. On weekdays, the cleaner comes at 9 a.m, and the day's mine. I welcome the boys home in the evening at about 6:30, and they play some games and unwind. Schoolwork is done in school. The chalet is for relaxation. At 7, the boys have a shower and they have to be in bed by 7:40, where they have 20 minutes of silent reading. At 8 o'clock, it's lights out.
What are the advantages and disadvantages of being a chalet parent?
There is a financial advantage. As a member of staff, if you look after a chalet, you get free accommodation and a slightly higher salary. The other staff live on the school campus, but they have to pay rent. The disadvantage is that you have to be there for the boys every morning and every evening. It's possible to go out for the evening and get substitutes to settle the boys down for the night, but when you get back, you're on duty again. Additionally, during term time, I never eat together with my husband. He always eats over in the school building with the boys, as the teachers are supposed to make sure they have good table manners. But luckily, there are school holidays, and all in all, I really enjoy my job.
Well, boarding school life sounds great. Thank you, Sally.
You're welcome.
Now you will have half a minute to check your answers. End of Listening Comprehension, Part 2. Part 3. You will hear 5 short texts. You will hear the texts only once. Then you will have time to answer the question for each text. Decide if the statement for each of the items is true, plus, or not true, minus. And mark your answers on the answer sheet. Number 56. You're at the airport, awaiting your flight.
All passengers travelling on flight TDS-52 are requested to proceed to gate 63 immediately. Your flight is ready for boarding. Attention all passengers on flight SQ25 bound for Singapore. The boarding gate has been changed to 30B. There will also be a slight departure delay due to snow and ice. I repeat, the gate for flight SQ25 is now 30B.
Number 57. You're taking a test and hear the following instructions.
Good morning. Could I have your attention, please? Let me remind you of the examination procedure. All books, notes, coats, briefcases and bags must be removed from your desk area and placed to the front, sides or back of the room. Watches must be switched to the silent mode, and mobile phones must be turned off and handed in to the invigilator.
Number 58. You hear this message on your mailbox.
Hi, it's Linda. I'd like to have a DVD night starting at 8 o'clock on Saturday evening. How about watching the latest Kenneth Campbell films? We can use my mom's video projector to show the film, but can we borrow your laptop? Everyone's bringing something to drink, and the girls are organizing snacks. Can you come? Please call me back.
Number 59. You're listening to the radio and hear the following.
American author Kristin Caulfield has been invited to the next Meet the Author event. Kristin will read from her romantic thriller, Bite Me or Love Me, and take questions from the public. The event will take place at the London Public Library on Wednesday, the 8th of January at 7 p.m. Copies of the bestseller Bite Me or Love Me will be available for purchase and signing.
Number 60.
You're in your classroom and hear this announcement over the loudspeaker system.
Attention all pupils. Due to the cold weather, the heating in both sports halls has a defect and cannot be used for the rest of the week. All pupils will be given alternative activities and supervised by the sports teachers in their classrooms. The planned swimming lessons for Class 5 at the local pool are not affected. Please check the notice board for updates.
That is the end of listening comprehension. Thank you for listening.